Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Hump Day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday installment, as always, of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, our first Hump Day of 2017.
Ooh, feels good.
Yes, it is the 4th of January, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in about 5 minutes. Well, UK residents, are you in the market for a new Tesla mobile? Well, if you are, you might want to be acting right now. Seems that Tesla has decided to put its UK price increase on hold until January 15th. So yeah, not that far away, but hey, you've got a few days left. Now, this all goes back to when Tesla said late last year that it would actually go up 5% come January 1st, which is, you probably guessed it, because of currency fluctuations. Now, yeah, so you'd be right if it sounds like a promotional campaign, because, yeah, it is. Why? Well, because the extension also happens to coincide with the end of the free supercharge access for new vehicles. Yeah, guess when that ends? Yeah, January 15th. So, if you want to be a little easy on your wallet, plus a little Tesla free juice, you've only got about 11 days left. Staying with news happening in the United Kingdom. Seems that physical media is alive and well, as long as it's kind of big and black, or sometimes other colors too, and has a little hole in the middle. Yeah, it's called a record. UK vinyl sales have hit a 25-year high way back in 2016. This is all according to the BPI, yes, the British Phonographic Industry, which name doesn't sound so dated now. According to their official data charts, about 3.2 million vinyls were actually purchased in 2016. And get this, that's actually a 53% increase over 2015. The only question is, will 2017 continue the increase? We've got 11 and a half months to find out. All right, from the UK, we head over to the US for Dish and Sling TV, and now they got their own little box, too. Yes, they've unveiled a new 4K Android TV that has Netflix, Sling TV, and also your local channels right combined right into this little box here. Now, no, this isn't really the first time we've been hearing about this box. There was actually some leakage last year showing some pictures of what looks like it should belong in, I don't know, Smurf Village. But anyways, yes, what was rumored is now true. The official name is actually called Air TV Player, hoping it'll be your one go-to box for everything you need for all your internet streaming demands. Now, as you guess, since it's based off Android, you can pretty much install whatever apps you want on it, too. And also, unlike Chromecast and the Apple TV, it supports 4K. Oh, and here's the even better deal for it. It's $129. Currently, however, though, it's only available in the United States. And since it is a Dish product, which is also really only available in the United States, we may not be seeing this elsewhere in the world. Hopefully, other companies will take notice. Hello, yes, hi. And finally, now New Year, what could we be thinking about? How about that mission to Mars? So many things have come up about, all right, fine, we make it to Mars, then what? And apparently they're taking it from the movie The Martian, you know, Mr. Matt Damon. You might remember he did a little fertilizing on his own. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, pooping on the planet. I guess that got a lot of people thinking, you know, is that really possible? Could we, like, fertilize the planet? Well, according to an article that was in Popular Science magazine, a Utah State University professor said that, yeah, that's possible. But it would take a long time to do that. Why is that? Well, that's because human poop contains both really good bacteria and the bad crap. The professor said that the good poop would help fertilize whatever these Mars-bound explorers want to grow. However, though, the bad crap? Yeah, that'd probably make you sick. So, how is this possible? Well, the solution is composting. Yes, that's right, composting, meaning you'd have to start this process several months before you started planting your stuff. That way, it would slowly eliminate the bad bacteria and would let the good bacteria do its thing. Looks like that's another thing to add to the NASA checklist there, isn't it?
Oh, yes, Houston to Mars. Can you inform us how well your stock is?
If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the destination for everything that is the British Tech Network. Get on over there, check out all of our great podcasts. Check out our second part of the 2016 year-end review of all the stuff you didn't get or may have gotten and you're disappointed with. Also, like our Facebook page, of course, at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And hang out with our lovely people in our BTN community over at our Slack room. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. Now, yeah, it may be a new year, but some things don't change. No, there won't be a Thursday episode, but there will be a Friday one, of course. So we'll be back with you then to get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, have yourself one fantastic hump day, and thank you very much for listening.